Well, the budget has paved the way for replacing the school decile system next year. From January, a new system, the Equity Index, will be used to calculate how much money schools will get to tackle socio-economic disadvantage. It's based on data about individual children rather than about the neighbourhoods they live in. The budget included $75 million a year to add to the $161 million currently allocated through deciles. Yvonne Quillo from the Secondary Principals Association says switching from deciles to the equity index will affect a lot of areas of school resourcing.
Just what that will look like fiscally for each of us is yet to be discovered. There has been some commitments made that no one will be worse off in the coming 12 months and there'll be some settling in over time. But also the decile system has sort of wound its way into a lot of things. Health board providers, nurses, things like that, social workers are all sort of decile linked. So unravelling that complexity will be interesting.
Sherry Taylor-Patel from the Principals Federation says any schools that are worse off under the new system won't be affected till 2024.
That's helpful to know that there's going to be some sort of transition time for schools to consider what the implications will be for budgets. They've said they've put in $75 million more overall, but that actually could be quite minimal for most schools.
She says it's important the index is fairer than the system it's replacing.
It's a little bit early to know quite how that's going to land with schools. We'd hope it's going to be a fairer system, but the equity index is only going to be as good as the data that informs all of it. And there is a concern that some areas where they collect data is underreporting that could skew the outcome.
Cherie Taylor-Patel says schools need a lot more information about the index and the effect it'll have on their funding.